3rd District Representative Ron Kind says the president was trying to set a new tone of bipartisanship in his State of the Union address last night. The Democrat from La Crosse says President Bush made proposals in areas where Congress is likely to cooperate, like education.
A new American competitiveness initiative that's going to emphasize math and science, try to maintain the innovation and creativity that has made us competitive globally, and also a new program that, if I heard correctly, is proposing the hiring of 70,000 new high school teachers to teach advanced math and science courses in our high schools, all of which I think are desperately needed.
Kind says the president's commitment to energy independence from Middle Eastern oil imports by 2025 is laudable. He says President Bush is finally coming around in his thinking.
It certainly wasn't reflected in the last energy bill last year that he signed into law that provided $15 billion worth of tax breaks to large oil companies when they were reaping record profits and sitting on huge cash reserves. I thought that was a missed opportunity, but now the president appears to be coming back to the notion that we need to do more to achieve energy independence.
But Kind says the nation and Congress is still sharply divided on the country's strategy in Iraq and the National Security Agency's surveillance of phone calls originating in the United States. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.